Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello and welcome to the Verity Wealth Report. My name is Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. And while at my website, be sure to click on our radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Today, we're talking about something brand new, and depending on your family situation, potentially very significant. We're talking about Trump accounts. They're a federally tax-advantaged savings vehicle for children created under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which President Trump signed into law in July of 2025. Accounts just opened for funding on July 4th of this year, and there's already been a remarkable amount of interest from families across the country. For the first part of today's conversation, we'll be drawing from a Kiplinger article titled "The GOP Trump Account for Savings: Your Funding Starts Soon." And later in the show, we'll bring in some context from the IRS resource page covering the One Big Beautiful Bill provisions, which includes official figures on enrollment and pilot contributions. And as usual, I'm very glad to have my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, here with us today.
Well, hello, Stephen. I am so excited about this one. I do want to make a quick brief announcement for our listeners that, you know, we are pre-recording this, but it goes live on July 4th. So happy July 4th or Independence Day, 250 years. That's crazy, Stephen.
That is exciting. That's exciting.
And it's truthfully, I mean, the timing of this conversation with these Trump accounts that go in effect today, you know, but I'm going to be honest here. When I first heard the Trump account, yeah, I was not sure what to make of it. You know, it's a new name, a new vehicle, and there's a lot of noise surrounding it. But the more I've read, the more interesting the underlying structure is. So let's start at the very beginning here, Stephen. What exactly is a Trump account and where did it come from?
Great place to start. A Trump account, also called a 538 account, after the section of the tax code that created it, is a tax-deferred savings account designed specifically for children under 18. The IRS classifies it as a type of traditional IRA, but it operates under its own distinct rules during the child's first 18 years. Now, the idea behind it is entirely new. Democrats have proposed similar concepts before, most notably Senator Cory Booker's baby bonds proposal, which also featured $1,000 seed money for newborns. But that proposal was government funded and means tested, and it never gained the bipartisan support needed to become law. The Trump account takes a different approach. It's contributor funded, broadly accessible regardless of income, and built around market participation. The stated goal, as supporters have framed it, is producing the next generation of investors. Here's the basic structure. A parent, legal guardian, or another authorized adult opens and manages the account on the child's behalf. The child is the account owner, but they have no access to the funds until they turn 18. During that entire window, from birth through December 31st of the year before the child turns 18, money goes in, it grows tax deferred, and it stays put.
Well, great structure. And what exactly, Stephen, does tax deferred mean in this context with a Trump account?
It means the account grows without being taxed year to year, which is a meaningful advantage over a standard taxable account. It's not tax-free in the same way a Roth IRA is. Taxes come due when distributions are taken, similar to how a traditional IRA works. there are Roth conversion opportunities after age 18 that changes that picture significantly, which we'll get into that later. One structural note, during those first 18 years, investments are restricted to broad U.S. equity index funds or ETFs with expense ratios of 0.1% or less. No sector funds, no leverage funds, no bonds. The account is designed for long-term growth, and honestly, low-cost index investing has a strong track record over long time horizons. The restriction keeps the account focused.
Absolutely. And that structure does make a lot of sense. And I understand that these accounts have already, you know, attracted that significant attention even before the official July 4th opening.
Significant is an understatement. According to the IRS article, One Big Beautiful Bill provisions, 4 million children have already been enrolled, and 1 million of those families have filed to claim the $1,000 federal pilot contribution. 4 million children in a matter of months isn't a niche concept. It's a mainstream financial topic that families are actively asking about. Accounts are held at BNY, which Treasury designated as the financial agent for the program, with Robinhood serving as the brokerage. The Trump Accounts app, built by the two together, is available now on the Apple Store and Google Play and is the easiest way to get enrolled. And that July 4th launch date was intentional because it's the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about who qualifies for this, Stephen. Who can open up one of these? And are there any restrictions on the eligibility?
Eligibility is broad, which is one of the appealing features of this vehicle. The child must be under 18, a U.S. citizen, and have a Social Security number. At least one parent must also have a valid Social Security number or individual taxpayer identification number. That's it. There's no income limit, no means test, no phase out like you'd see with a Roth IRA contribution. If your child meets those basic criteria, they're eligible. As for who can actually open the account, the IRS lays out a specific priority order for authorized individuals. Legal guardian comes first, then a parent, then an adult sibling, then a grandparent. One of those authorized individuals must open the account on or before December 31st of the year in which the child turns 17. And only one Trump account is allowed per child at any given time, though rollovers to a new account at a different institution are permitted.
Well, now, Stephen, the $1,000 pilot contribution is what most people are really hearing about first. Can you walk us through that, particularly maybe who gets it and how do they get it?
Sure. Children born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st of 2028 qualify for a one-time $1,000 deposit directly from the federal government. But here's the critical piece that a lot of families are missing. It's not automatic. The way you do that is simple. Download the Trump Accounts app on the Apple Store or Google Play, or go to trumpaccounts.gov, and you can elect it when you file your federal tax return using IRS Form 4547. Any of those three paths gets you there. This is one of the most important action items for any family with a child born in that 2025 to 2028 window. Don't assume that it happens on its own. You must choose it, and you must want to do it sooner than later.
Well, don't assume. Be proactive. I mean, that's a good philosophy for parts of our financial lives.
I think that's a good perspective. And let's put that $1,000 in long-term context, because the compounding math is worth understanding. At a hypothetical 6% average annual return, and these are projections, not guarantees, that $1,000 alone with zero additional contributions could grow to roughly $2,900 by the time the child turns 18. Keep it invested to age 40, and you're looking at approximately $10,300. And now by the age of 59 and a half, that single $1,000 seed deposit could be worth around $32,000. That's the power of starting early, even with a modest amount. It's also worth knowing that the pilot contribution doesn't count against the annual $5,000 contribution limit, and it's excluded from the child's income, so it doesn't increase their tax basis. It's genuinely free money, but only if you go get it.
Well, yeah, and that's just the baseline. What happens when families start adding contributions on top of that, Stephen?
Well, the numbers are going to change dramatically. The annual contribution limit is $5,000, indexed for inflation after 2027. These are after-tax contributions, so they don't reduce your taxable income the way a 401k contribution would. But anyone can contribute on a child's behalf: parents, grandparents, other family members, or even friends. Employers can also contribute up to $2,500 per child per year of an employee. Employer contributions count toward that $5,000 combined annual limit. So if an employer puts in $2,500, the family can add another $2,500 on top of that for the year. On the employer side, those contributions are excluded from the employee's federal tax income, which is a meaningful benefit for families whose employers offer this.
Well, there's also a category called qualified general contributions. Isn't that right?
Yes, and those come from charities or government entities and don't count against the $5,000 limit. That's the category where you'd see something like a private foundation contributing on behalf of a qualifying class of children. Now, if a family maxes out at $5,000 per year from birth through age 17, plus claims the $1,000 pilot contribution, the account could grow to approximately $157,400 by age 18 at that hypothetical 6% return. By age 40, around $567,000. And by age 59 and a half, it could be approaching $1.77 million. Again, those are projections based on hypothetical returns with no withdrawals, but they do illustrate what time and consistent contributions can do when you start at birth. A couple of contribution details worth noting are that the annual deadline is December 31st, not April 15, the way IRA contributions work. There's no extended window, and contributions stop permanently on December 31st of the year before the child turns 18. One heads up for anyone contributing to a Trump account, like parents, grandparents, family members: there's an open question right now about how contributions interact with standard gift tax rules. And depending on how that gets resolved, a Form 709 filing could potentially come into play. IRS guidance is still evolving on this, so it's a good reason to loop in a financial advisor before you start writing checks. The workaround is to gift the money to a custodian account first, then transfer to the Trump account. That's a detail worth discussing with a tax professional before writing any checks.
Well, thank you, Stephen. But before we get into that age 18 decisions that opens up a whole new door, let's give out our contact information.
Of course. Give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at VerityWealthGroup.com, and you can schedule a complimentary consultation there. And here's why that matters in the context of today's show. Trump accounts are new, and the rules have real nuance, and the decisions family make in the early years, like how much to contribute, what strategy to pursue at 18, how this fits alongside a 529 or other savings, can all have a significant long-term impact. That's exactly the kind of conversation we can help with.
Well, thank you, Stephen. All right, so let's talk about that age 18 for a moment, because that's where the real planning decisions live.
It really is a pivotal moment. At 18, the account transitions fully to the child. The investment restrictions lift, and they can now invest in whatever they choose, not just broad index funds. And they have several options for what to do with the account itself. They can keep it as a Trump account, treating it like a traditional IRA going forward. They can roll it into a traditional IRA. They can convert it to a Roth IRA, or they can withdraw the funds subject to applicable taxes and, in some cases, penalties. On the qualified distribution side, Kiplinger notes that withdrawals can be used for higher education expenses and first-time home purchases up to $10,000. There are also provisions for specific situations like natural disaster-related costs and expenses around birth or adoption of a child, for example. Non-qualified withdrawals before age 59 and a half are subject to a 10% early withdrawal penalty, similar to how a traditional IRA works. So the account has flexibility at the distribution end, but it rewards patience.
Well, you mentioned the Roth conversion earlier, Stephen. Can you walk us through that? Because I think that's kind of the piece most advisors are really going to want to understand deeply.
It's the strategy generating the most discussions among financial advisors, and with good reason. Here's how it works. At 18, the child can convert the entire Trump account balance to a Roth IRA. The conversion is a taxable event, and ordinary income taxes are owed on the amount converted. But if the parents cover that tax bill out of pocket, the entire account balance moves into a Roth and then compounds tax-free for the rest of the child's life. No taxes on future growth, no taxes on qualified withdrawals in retirement. Let's put some numbers behind that. A max-funded account with the pilot contribution could be worth approximately $157,400 at age 18. If that gets converted to a Roth at 18 and continues growing at that hypothetical 6% return, it could approach $1.77 million by age 59 and a half, potentially all of it tax-free. That's a generational wealth-building opportunity that simply didn't exist before this legislation.
Well, I love the sounds of that. But, Stephen, I'm guessing there's a lot of nuance with the timing here.
There sure is. Yeah, the child is subject to a kiddie tax rule at the time of conversion, which means their under an income above a certain threshold gets taxed at the parent's marginal rate rather than the child's. Converting too early could result in a larger tax bill than expected. The general guidance is to time the conversion for after the child has established financial independence and is being taxed at their own rate. For many 18-year-olds, that rate will be low, which is actually another argument for converting sooner rather than later. But it's a calculation that depends on the child's individual circumstances. And it's exactly the kind of thing an advisor should model before the client pulls the trigger. One more item to flag. For a child with a qualifying disability, the Trump account can be rolled to a 529A ABLE account, but that rollover window is limited to the year the child turns 17. It's a one-time opportunity, and families in that situation need to have it on their radar well in advance.
Yes. And so let's zoom out for a moment here. How does a Trump account fit alongside the savings vehicles that families are already using, like those 529s, the UTMAs, maybe a custodial Roth?
The consistent guidance from many financial advisors is that the Trump accounts are additive, not a replacement for existing vehicles. Each tool has a different job, and understanding those differences helps clarify where a Trump account fits. A 529 plan is purpose-built for education. Contributions grow tax-free when used for qualifying education expenses, and many states offer a deduction for contributions. It's a strong vehicle if education funding is the primary goal. An UTMA or UGMA custodian accounts offer the most flexibility with no contribution limits and no restriction on what the money is used for. But earnings are taxed annually. There's no tax deferral. A Trump account wins on the tax treatment side compared to a UTMA. A child-owned Roth IRA is another comparison point. It offers tax-free growth and tax-free qualified withdrawals, the same as a converted Trump account. But a Roth IRA requires the child to have earned income. A 10-year-old with no job can't contribute to a Roth IRA. A Trump account has no earned income requirement. That's what makes it accessible from day one, from birth.
Well, thank you for the clarification on that. In practice with this, what's the framework?
Cover the college savings needs with a 529. Address near-term flexibility with a FUTMA if needed, and then layer in a Trump account as the long game, generational wealth vehicle. For clients who have those other bases covered, a Trump account becomes the natural next conversation. Be aware that California, Hawaii, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Wisconsin plan to tax annual Trump account earnings at the state level. Details are evolving, so check with a tax pro if you reside in one of those states. The federal tax benefit still applies in those states, but the full net return picture looks different. It may be worth running those numbers with your financial advisor.
So, Stephen, where does a financial services professional like yourself fit into all of this? Because, as you mentioned, clients can open these accounts on their own by just downloading the app.
That's exactly right. The account opening itself is accessible. A parent can go to TrumpAccounts.gov or download the app, file form 4547, and get an account established. But what they can't do on their own is everything that comes after. Modeling the Roth conversion timing, navigating the kiddie tax rules, and figuring out the optimal conversion window for their child's specific situation. Integrating the Trump account into the client's overall financial plan alongside their 529, their UTMAs, and their own retirement accounts. Thinking through the potential gift tax implications for contributions, and also flagging the state level tax picture for clients in those seven states. None of that happens at BNY or Robinhood. And then there's the age 18 handoff itself, which is really a planning event as much as an account transition. An 18-year-old suddenly in full control of what could be a six-figure account needs guidance on their options. Do they convert to a Roth? Do they roll to a traditional IRA? Do they take a distribution for a qualified expense? What are the tax consequences? What are the tax consequences of each path? What does the right move look like given their income, their plans, and their long-term goals? That's not a decision a teenager should be making in isolation.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. Well, remind us of some of the data from the IRS on this, Stephen.
Yeah, according to the IRS, 4 million children are already enrolled. That's 4 million families who are going to have questions over the coming years about the annual contributions, about the Roth conversion, and about how all this fits all together. Working with a financial advisor can help answer many of those questions.
Well, Stephen, I want to do a quick recap before we go. So this is my time to impress you. Are you ready?
Let's go.
So Trump accounts are a new federally tax advantage savings vehicle for children under 18. And this is created under the Section 530A of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. They're open for funding as of July 4th, 2026. The contributions grow tax deferred and are capped at the $5,000 per year indexed for inflation after 2027. Children born between the years of 2025 and 2028 may qualify for the one-time $1,000 federal pilot contribution, but parents must opt in using the IRS form 4547 or at TrumpAccounts.gov. No withdrawals are allowed before age 18, but at 18, the child can keep the account, roll it into a traditional IRA, convert it to a Roth, or withdraw funds subject to the applicable taxes. The Roth conversion at 18 with parents covering the tax bill is the strategy generating the most interest among the financial planners. Trump accounts are additive to the existing savings vehicles, like those 529s and UTMAs, but not a replacement for them. Seven states plan to tax annual earnings at the state level, so make sure to check with your state. And final IRS guidelines on certain specifics is still pending.
Well done. That is a great summary. And if any of today's conversation is raising questions about your own family situation, we'd love to talk it through with you. Give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of the Verity Wealth Report. Happy 4th of July. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Tink at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit veritywealthgroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. This program is produced by Luson Media. Stephen Ting compensates Luson Media for production services. Today's co-host is a salary employee of Luson Media, is not a registered investment advisor, and does not provide investment, tax, or legal advice. The information presented is for educational purposes only and should not be considered personalized investment, tax, legal, or financial advice. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Insurance products are offered through Stephen Ting as a licensed insurance agent and are separate from advisory services offered through Gradient Advisors, LLC. Before making any financial decisions, consult with qualified financial, tax, and legal professionals regarding your individual circumstances.